Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in post-budget webinar on employment today. Government to launch model women-friendly Gram Panchayats initiative today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London to discuss bilateral economic cooperation. US trade war draws immediate retaliation with new tariffs from Mexico, Canada and China. And in cricket, India storm into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, beating Australia by 4 wickets at Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create great avenues for the employment. The webinar will foster collaboration among the government, industry, academia, and citizens, encouraging discussion to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. The deliberations will aim at paving the way for sustainable and inclusive growth, leadership in technology and other sectors, and a skilled, healthy workforce working towards realizing the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is set to launch its model women-friendly Gram Panchayats at a national convention in New Delhi today. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model women-friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, and other representatives from various ministries, departments, and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund will take part in the event. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav met a delegation led by Princess Astrid of Belgium in New Delhi and discussed collaboration in clean technology, defense and electronics, among others. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said that during the meeting, he also shared the transformative impact of Unified Payments Interface, UPI, in rural areas, driving inclusive development. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav asked students to be focused on their work and remain committed to the goal. Addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Today the entire world of media is changing." He asked students to always keep the nation first. Mr. Vaishnav reiterated to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities.
IMC का जो next version आने वाला है, where we want it to be world class media university, जिसमें कि world का best facilities यहाँ रहे, world की best course curriculum में हो रहे, और world की best industries के साथ इसका tie-up हो.
Congratulating the graduating students, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that next version of IIMC will also include world class curriculum and stronger collaborations with the media industry. In Telangana, the rescue operation at the Srisailam Left Bank Canal, SLBC Tunnel at Domalapenta in Nagar Kurnool district gained further momentum with restoration of the conveyor belt. Officials announced that the restoration of the conveyor belt has enabled the removal of 800 tons of debris an hour. Disaster Management Special Chief Secretary Arvind Kumar and Collector Badawat Santosh held a review meeting at the site assessing the rescue operation at the SLBC project. The authorities said that excavation is underway in areas identified by ground-penetrating radar, with two escalators kept ready for assistance. The final components of the tunnel boring machine are set to be cut using a gas cutter and removed through a loco train. Niti Aayog member V.K. Paul has said that the government is working on a campaign to spread awareness about the Jan Aushadhi centers. Talking to media about the upcoming Jan Aushadhi Divas, he said that around 2,000 medicines and 300 surgical instruments are available at Jan Aushadhi centers. He said that the aim of these outlets is to provide the people with high-quality medicine at affordable prices. Mr. Paul said that there are around 15,000 Jan Aushadhi centers in the country and it will be increased to 25,000 by the year 2027.
प्रधानमंत्री की सोच है कि उच्च कोटि की दवाइयां अफोर्डेबल प्राइस पे उनको एक बड़े नेटवर्क के द्वारा लोगों के पास जाके प्राप्त किया जाए 15,000 के लगभग ये जन औषधि केंद्र आज देश में बन गए हैं 2027 तक इनकी संख्या 25,000 कर दी जाएगी
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. Following the meeting, he shared on social media that he conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Starmer. Dr. Jayashankar also mentioned that Mr. Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jayashankar met with his UK counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and expressed his eagerness for further discussions. He also met Chevening scholars from India along with Mr. Lamley. The visiting leader said it is a vivid expression of our talent and people-to-people exchanges, and these scholars are surely great advocates of India-UK ties. Earlier, Dr. Jayashankar met with Home Secretary Yvette Cooper and discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. US President Donald Trump launched a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, drawing immediate retaliation from Mexico, Canada and China. Just after last midnight, Trump imposed 25% taxes or tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports, though he limited the levy to 10% on Canadian energy. Trump also doubled the tariff he slapped last month on Chinese products to 20%. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking at a press conference, rejected the US justification for the tariffs. He said his country would impose tariffs on more than $100 billion of American goods over the course of 21 days.
The US tariffs came into effect and so did the Canadian response. Canada will be implementing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods, starting with tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods immediately and tariffs on the remaining $125 billion of American products in 21 days' time.
China also announced retaliatory action yesterday, which included 10% to 15% tariffs on certain agriculture imports from the US. This is key because China is the biggest market for these goods, such as American corn, wheat and soybeans. The United States President Donald Trump has said that he has signed more than 100 executive orders and taken 400 executive actions to restore common sense. Addressing a joint session of both the houses of Congress this morning for the first time during his second term, he said that the people elected him to do the job and he is doing it. Trump said he has already done much to address what he calls a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever.
Senator Elisa Slotkin of Michigan will give the Democratic Party response. President Trump last spoke to a joint session of Congress when he delivered his State of the Union address in February 2020, weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his readiness to work under US President Donald Trump's leadership to secure lasting peace following a tense White House meeting last Friday. In his first comment since the US paused military aid to Ukraine, Zelensky emphasized Ukraine's willingness to negotiate a peace deal and sign a minerals agreement, which was not finalized during the meeting. In cricket, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai. We have a report.
Chasing a target of 265 last evening, the men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 with 11 balls to spare. KL Rahul sealed the victory in style by smashing a 6.
Down the track, finishes off with a 6. So India win by 4 wickets.
Star batter Virat Kohli and Shreyas Iyer steadied the Indian innings with a crucial 91 runs partnership. Virat Kohli, who topped score with 81 with 84 of 98 balls, was named player of the match. Earlier in the match, Australia opted to bat first after winning the toss and posted a competitive total of 264 in 49.3 overs. In the second semi-final, South Africa will take on New Zealand in Lahore today. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. With Sanyukta Yadav's report, this is Manik Sharma for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Indian Super League ISL football, Goa registered a 2-0 win over Mohammedan SC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa last night. With this win, Goa confirmed a second-place finish. They've already qualified for the semi-finals alongside Mohun Bagan Super Giants and will not have to engage in the single-legged eliminator. Goa FC have now moved to 48 points in 23 games, winning 14 games and drawing on 6 instances. Jamshedpur FC will take on Odisha at the JRD Tata Sports Complex Stadium in Jamshedpur. The match is set to start at 7:30 this evening. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi NCR will experience strong surface winds gusting to 20 to 30 kilometers per hour over the next 2 days. The sudden change in weather is attributed to the region's proximity to Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where snowfall and rainfall are having a direct impact. Additionally, the IMD has forecast scattered rainfall in isolated areas of Arunachal Pradesh today. Similar weather conditions are expected over the sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim over the next 2 days. Arab leaders have approved a $53 billion reconstruction plan for Gaza that aims to avoid displacing Palestinians from the enclave. The plan was accepted at the closing of the emergency Arab summit in Cairo yesterday, with full support from participating Arab leaders. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati told that the plan includes the establishment of a seaport and an airport in the Gaza Strip and the recycling of the rubble left by the destruction in Gaza. Arab leaders issued a warning that any attempts to displace the Palestinian people or to annex any part of the occupied Palestinian territory would lead the region into a new phase of conflict, undermine opportunities for stability, and expand the conflict to other countries in the region. They demanded that Israel should completely withdraw from the Gaza Strip, including the Philadelphic corridor between Gaza and Egypt. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. U.S. halts military aid to Ukraine as Zelensky regrets Trump's spat, headlines the Tribune. The Times of India and The Hindu have almost identical headline, Zelensky offers truce as Trump cuts military aid. The Hindustan Times has a front page story, Modi opens animal rescue center Vanthara in Gujarat. Most papers have on their front page pictures of Prime Minister Modi feeding a lion cub during his visit to the unique Wildlife Conservation, Rescue and Rehabilitation Center. India making it into the finals of the Champions Trophy in Dubai is a front page story in all dailies. Ace of the chase, writes The Hindu. Chase General Kohli conquers Australia, leads march to final, headlines The Statesman. And finally, a story in the Times of India says, Julie, a pet dog, fought with a leopard for 20 minutes, biting the big cat fiercely and saving a young girl and a mother of a certain death in Uttarakhand's Kafoli village. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in post-budget webinar on employment today. Government to launch model women-friendly Gram Panchayats initiative today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London to discuss bilateral economic cooperation. US trade war draws immediate retaliation with new tariffs from Mexico, Canada and China. And in cricket, India storm into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, beating Australia by 4 wickets at Dubai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.